We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach discussing the concept, the halacha of Havchana. The Shulchan Aruch teaches us that if there's a woman who's a Pilegish, who was designated for one man that wants to marry another man, she too has to wait 90 days, because on the contrary, she wants to get pregnant from the first husband. So the question that comes up is, if a man and woman were living together, common law marriage, whether it was a legal secular marriage, but they didn't have chuppah kedushin, and now they want to get married properly with chuppah kedushin, need they wait 90 days? So says the Sharm Tzion Balacha in Simen Kuf Mem Hei Sif Katan Chaf Beis, that only by a Pilegish who wants to marry another man does the Shulchan Aruch say that she has to wait 90 days. But if she wants to marry the first husband, she need not wait 90 days. And the same thing, therefore, in such a case, they don't have to wait 90 days. In a situation where there was a couple who was properly married, and then they had a civil divorce, and now, after many years, they get a proper Jewish divorce, and the question that comes up is, havchana required, because they already had a civil divorce. So the Paiskim say that certainly they have to wait, because since a civil divorce is not recognized in the eyes of halacha, as we discussed in our previous shiur, the halacha of havchana teaches us that one has to wait 3 months under all circumstances. Loy plug. And this too falls into the category of loy plug. There's a shayla in the Shailos Tshuvos Minchas Yitzchak. This is a shayla in Chelek Zayin Simen Tzadik Aleph. He discusses a situation where there was a Akum that was married to a Jewish woman, and they have a boy and a girl. So technically, really, that boy and girl are really Jewish. But there are Rishonim who are of the opinion that if you have a non-Jewish father, you should go through a Geirus. So they made a Geirus on this boy, even though, as I just said, most Paiskim are of the opinion that Geirus is not required. And now the father also wants to be Megayer. He a full-fledged Ger Tzedek. Now the question is Havchana required? Because let's think about it. On one hand, here Havchana should not be required, because even if the wife is pregnant from him before he became a Ger, still, the child born from that marriage is going to be Jewish, because we paskin that nochri ve'eved habo'a bas Yisrael havlad kosher. So he says that even though this should be a situation where havchana is not required, there's still one reason for havchana. Because let's say this woman was pregnant. If she was pregnant with a girl, the girl would be a girl who was harasa shalai b'kedusha. She was conceived from a non-Jewish father. Such a girl may not marry a kohen. So it's important to know if the woman is pregnant, when she became pregnant. Did she become pregnant before this individual became a ger, or after? And therefore, we should, in this case as well, require havchana. The Shulchan Aruch that we began learning in our previous year, Eben Ezra Siman Yud Gimel Sif Aleph, says, "Amateras lasis shiduchim b'lo yerusin." A woman at such a time could do shiduchim during the havchana period. Rak shlo yikonis ima b'bayis, they may not be alone in a home. Furthermore, says the Shulchan Aruch, "Umiyam k'sivus aget." When does the 90 days begin? The Shulchan Aruch says we begin counting the 90 days from the day the get is written. For filo hayu al tanai, even if it was written on condition, oil shlo higil lalei da achal kamasham yom ksiva moinim. Shainim shachim mishakos fala. He says we start counting from the date that it was written. Hagop, the Rama says, the yesh oimim. The yoinim yoyim sinus aget. We start counting from the day when the get is actually given. The kain royal lahachman says the Shulchan Aruch, that's the proper way to do kain nearly. Concludes the Shulchan Aruch. The gzeres chachamim hi. Shafil isha shenuri leilet. Even a woman who is unable to have children. Shafil on his gash on his amla min erisin. So she never had relations with her husband. Srichan lahamtum tzadik yoyim. She must wait 90 days. Afilu ketana is a kena, as we said previously, whether she's a ketana or zakena or akara or idleness. Afilu baal b'din asiyam, her husband was overseas. Osiris, he's an individual that can't have children. Osiris adam aichayla, if he's sick, aichavish beis asurin, he was in prison. Ma'apelas achem isisbala, v'afilu psulam erisin, all these women, tzrichas l'hafen tishim yoyim. So we have here a machloikis of the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. From when do we start counting the 90 days? Is it from the day of the Ksiva Saget or is it the day of the Nesina Saget? The Shulchan Aruch says that we start counting from the day of the Ksiva. The Ramah says that we should be machmer to count from the day of the Nesina. Rav Avi Yosef and the Shailas Hatshuvas Yabia Oimer Chelik Vav Evan Ezer Simon Beis was asked a Shaila that there's a woman who's of Ashkenazi descent who made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, is already there for a year, and her husband remained in Argentina, and after being in Eretz Yisrael for a year, she was successful in receiving a get from her husband. And she now wants to marry a man of Sephardi descent who doesn't want to wait the 3 months from when she actually received the get. And he says, if this woman will not agree to marry him immediately, he will not marry her. This woman, the way Rav Avadi Yosef describes the Shaila, is a young woman who's still anxious to get married and have children. She's a poor woman, so getting married to her is of great economic necessity. And the question that he was asked, do we have to wait the Gimel Chadoshim of Avchana? So, he says, that even though the Ramah is Machmer, he says, it's not that the Ramah means that that's the halacha. The Ramah is only teaching us a chumrah. He quotes a Shas of Tshuvas from Al-Bach that explains the Ramah that way. And since it's only mechumrah ba'alma, and really the wording of the Ramah points in that direction, because the Ramah says, kein roi lahachmer. And therefore he quotes a Marcheshes that says that this is considered a situation of a suffolk in a drabanan where we could be makel. Even though he says that we should not take, as we discussed in our previous year and we just read in the Shulchan Aruch, this takana of havchana lightly. even if we don't hold it's a Doraisa, it's certainly a Takana Kaduma from the time of the Nevi'im. And therefore, even if we normally are more makel by the Rabbanans, here we could not be so quick to be made, we should not be so quick to be makel. Moreover, he says that just like we find in Halacha, that something that's a Dovah Shiesh Lo Matirim doesn't become bottle. Why? Because Acha Techlena Be'isser, Techlena Be'heter. So here too, it seems to be a situation of a Dvarav Shiesh Lo Matirim. Because if we won't let her get married today, she could get married after the 3 months. He says still he's prepared to be makel in this situation, following the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. Again, because it's extenuating situations. The Shulchan Aruch, going back to the sugya that we learned in our Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch here in Simen Yud Gimel, Sif Vav, Paskins, Hamamenes, and a Tzricha Lahamten. Legazru Ela Begrusha, a woman who had a Kedusha de Rabbanon, that we know throughout Shas could be maman or husband, need not wait shloisha chadoshim. Says the Shulchan Aruch legazru el b'grusha, the gzeru was only made by a grusha. However, v'kein hamazana en etzrich lahamtem. Back to our Gemara, the halach is a mezana doesn't have to wait. She takes precautions not to get pregnant. Says the Shulchan Aruch, "Ain't tzriches lahamten, don't have to wait." But Rama says, "V'yesh oimrim, the kol elot tzriches lahamten, that we have to be machmer imhem gdoilus v'ruilus aber, any woman who's old enough to get pregnant, if is old enough to get pregnant and is of pregnancy age of having children, if she had relations, even if she was an oinus, she was violated, ish nansa tachas bala, and therefore the remark says, if a woman was violated, im loy nivel ala bala tchila, and the Mefarshim explain, tzrich lahamtem. What does mean nivel ala bala tchila? That means that she didn't have, if unless we know that she didn't have relations with her husband for the last 3 months. If we know that she didn't have relations with her husband for 3 months, so there is no question that if she's pregnant, she's pregnant from this episode. So even though normally, as we've been explaining in our shiurim, we're machmer by din of avchana, and as we keep on repeating, there's a concept of loy plug, but our Gemara taught us that that doesn't apply by Aynas Mefuta. But the Rama is teaching us, just the way the Mefarshim explained the Rama's opinion, the Rama is only willing to be makel in a situation where we could be certain that the woman is not pregnant. So even though normally, even when we're certain that the woman's not pregnant, we're still machmer because of loy plug, that wasn't said by Aynas Mefuta. But if there is a concern that she may be pregnant, there we can't be makel. But it seems to me, going back to an issue that we discussed in the previous year, that if this woman were to take a pregnancy test, and the pregnancy test would clearly indicate that she is indeed not pregnant from this episode, we could be more makel. Because again, the reason we learned the Paiskin refused to be makel under those circumstances is because of the concept of loy plug. Here it's clear that the concept of loy plug is not applicable, and therefore, if we know she's indeed not pregnant, just like if we know she didn't have relations with her husband for 3 months, we could be more lenient.